Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
Hello.
Say something.
I thought you were gonna, because like you usually.
She doesn't even have a mic in her hand.
She's like changing her clothes. What is this?
She's shedding her bear skin.
Is she going into hibernation or coming out?
I don't know, man.
I don't know how bear anatomy works.
Shut up. You guys are just annoying me today.
You're annoying us today.
How am I annoying you today?
You were annoyed last podcast.
What did I do to you? I'm annoyed every podcast.
Yeah, she is.
I think we need to like rally you up to get you in like the right mood.
Puncher.
What?
Like, you know, from like a content perspective, I think like riled up gives better content.
It does,
yeah.
Make a comment about her weight.
So mean, yeah.
Like, don't you ever see those like things online where it's like, you know, like saying the N-word in the hood, like gone sexual?
Yeah.
What?
Like, we need to emulate that energy. I think that's the energy we're missing.
Yeah.
Didn't you try that in one of the episodes?
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, you did. When it was, you were trying to like, I don't remember what it was, but it was, you said something on sexual.
Yeah.
And was it like when we were talking about Sidhu Moosevelle coming at night in her Jyot's dreams?
What?
And,
no.
And then you said gone sexual.
No, that's weird, man.
I don't know, something like that.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, man.
I don't know if that's what I remember. Thinking about? That's what I remember from the episode. The snow is snowing today.
Such bipolar weather we are having.
Yeah. Man, it's like the theory I said a lot of episodes ago.
Of what? You say a lot of theories.
You say, oh yeah, you say a lot of
Can't
stuff.
Can't keep track.
This is like, you know, like Newton's third theory. It's like Rajvir's third theory, okay?
Refresh our minds with the first two.
First two is becoming mayor. That's a priority thing.
How is that a theory?
It's a political science theory.
It's not a theory. No one's going to study it in the future and look at your ascension to the throne of Brampton through intergalactic peace treaties with some next planet. That's where we start.
Okay.
So in the episode that we talked about where you are saying that you're going to be running for mayor of Brampton in 2037.
Yeah.
Your platform is that you're going to avoid war with other planets.
Yeah, intergalactic. Right? Yeah.
Does the mayor of Brampton have the power to negotiate with other planets?
I would like to think so, man. This is like the ninth biggest city in Canada, right?
But see, that's uncharted territory. I feel like I don't think you would have that authority. Like, you need to become prime minister then.
Like, you're going to bypass the guy running the states and go talk to aliens?
Look, after Trudeau's done with the prime minister, see, I don't know if it's going to be worth anything, right?
Well, that's not worth anything at this point.
Yeah, you're going to have no leverage. You're going to either have to become, like, president of the states. They'll probably still have some weight to it. Or, like, some UN leader. Or, like, you know, some diplomat like that. But I think Mayor Brampton is a very good. Because, like, okay, you think about it from the alien's perspective. I walk in. Okay, so let's say I'm an alien. Or, like, let's say I'm a normal person. I walk into a Walmart, okay? I don't go to the CEO and ask where, like, the muffins are. I ask the floor worker where the muffins are.
Correct.
In the same way, when they come to Earth, they're going to come to me as the mayor of Brampton.
But why would they come to you out of the hundreds of thousands of other mayors from all across the world? Why wouldn't they just land in the middle of a random street in Tibet and ask a monk?
Because his platform advocates for aliens. And if the aliens are really tuning in to what's happening here, they know this is the guy to go to.
Look, I think I have my priorities in check. Okay, I think I'm a very fair guy. Now, you see, most people might try to kill the aliens, right? But I'm a neutral guy. I ain't gonna try to kill them, right? You know, let's say they land in Tibet. You know, those dudes are...
Tibet?
Tibet.
Let's say they land with a bunch of monks, man. Those guys might be too spiritual for them. They need, like, a guy on, like, the edge a little bit, right? Like, you don't go... See, like, you don't go fly through the entire galaxy, do some crazy shit, and then just go into meditation with the monks, right? You gotta meet a guy who meets your energy, and I think I'm that guy. I might actually look more like them than, like, anybody else, just, like, size, frame, build-wise, if they look like me. I think that's some common ground.
Okay.
Second of all, Brampton's just so notorious. I think, right now, I think Brampton might be more notorious than Toronto.
So you think the aliens just know about Brampton?
Like, who doesn't? Who doesn't? You could go to a random kid in Africa and be like, name two cities in Canada.
Let's try this. Somebody fund us, man. These are all experiments that I want to put to the test and send him all over the world and have him do the stuff that he says.
We will, eventually.
Somebody fund us, please.
Let's find some African kids.
His mother's not going to let him out of the house.
Yeah.
I had to fight to build a snowman in the backyard today.
Ugh. That's ridiculous.
I forgot why I brought up this whole alien thing.
That was my first theory.
Yes, first theory.
That's not a theory, not a though. Theory. That's a strategy.
That's ambition. And so, okay, I remember now.
Ambition,
okay.
And delusion.
No one is going to study your negotiations with aliens.
I think I'll go down in the same likes of like Caesar, the Roman dude, right? He did something important.
He got killed.
Okay,
his own like cabinet members and senators.
What's your other theory?
I think that's my first theory. Second theory? Shit, I've said a lot of stuff. What should be the second one?
Pull something out of your ass. That's how it usually goes.
Okay. Second one is be the person you don't want to be to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
I'm sure other people have thought of that before. That's not your theory.
Yeah, but okay. Listen, you don't have to be the first one to report something. You just got to be the most famous person to say something. And then you'll get credited with it. Once I make a joint like, out of all the mayors in the world, once I agree with the aliens, like, I'll be the most famous mayor ever. I don't even have to do anything else after that. Like, I'll be like Nostradamus, right? He's the dude who predicts everything.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did. So I'll be like that guy. You know, I'm like Babe Ruth. I'm pointing my shot at the UFO. I'm coming. We're coming. We're going to make that deal. No, we're going to tax you on your emissions. Every time you enter, there's going to be tariffs. And I'm going to get a good deal for all Bramptonians.
Anyways.
So do you treat alien policy as foreign policy? Or like how do you treat that?
Telling us your second theory so we can get to your third.
Second theory was plagiarized from some other guy.
Okay, anyways. So then... What's
you gotta be uncomfortable to be successful. That's what it is. That's if you boil it down, that's what it comes down to.
I think it's correct to some standpoint.
Wait, so where are we going with this?
Let me modify the second one a little bit. To be. To be successful, you must be willing to take on a terrorist organization.
Stop.
Okay, no, enough Stop. Of this. Let's move on.
Why did you ask him again?
I missed it, so I was... Anyways, whatever.
Okay, the third theory on climate change and why climate is changing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you see Canada, right? For a lot of white people, a lot of, I guess, a little bit of indigenous people, right? Those dudes, they eat thandiyan cheejaan, like their blood is cold, they're white, they're made for cold. So like it's cold in Canada. It was cold in Canada and snowing because of the people that were like cold like that. Flash forward like to like the 2000s, you bring a bunch of immigrants from like India.
Africa. A circle is a circle because a circle is round and it's a circle. It's round and it's a circle.
So you're saying the weather is changing because of immigrants coming from India?
The people that live there, their internal temperature sets the temperature of the earth. What you put out, the positive vibes you put out, you get back. Same way you put out that the internal temperature of the immigrants is hotter because they're from different countries.
Okay, no, this theory is stupid.
No, it's I think the UN should take it on. That's why climate change is happening. If we all went back to India, India went to India.
This was a mistake.
White people went to white
people. This is what I cut out of that episode.
Okay, anyways.
The verbal diarrhea. And this time we're starting off with verbal diarrhea.
That's fine. Let's move on to our topic. What did we have? Let's get into it.
Oh, let's see. Yes. So this guy wanted to discuss why prison sentences are given in years.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this?
I think it just makes the most sense.
Like, how would you hand out prison sentences? How would you measure them?
Okay. So let's say you have a...
You know when he says, okay.
Yeah.
You know this thing's about to just get stupider.
Okay.
Go on.
You have a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
He commits a murder.
Okay. Yeah.
He gets 50 years in prison.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Comes out at 80.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goes on to live another 40 years.
Yes.
After he's out of prison. Is that right?
He's 30, comes out 80, and he lives until 120.
Yeah.
Who lives until 120?
Let's just see where this goes.
Okay.
Same sort of geographic area. Gets a DUI or something like minuscule.
Like minor, you mean?
Something small.
Yeah.
Some misdemeanor. Has like
1 day in prison. Never makes it out of prison, dies.
has like a heart attack or something. It's that fear that that dude had like most of his life in prison, whereas that dude got to live after.
Okay, so let me summarize, okay?
Okay.
Let me summarize.
Yeah.
What in English?
He's saying if you commit a serious crime and you do serious time,
mm-hmm.
and you come out in your old age,
yeah.
and you continue to live,
yeah.
versus you do a small crime, pay a small penalty, and you die a day after you complete your punishment.
Yeah. So I get that. Yeah. But the thing is, we can't control like when we die. So like there's no way of taking that into account. Like I get what you're saying. But there's no way to know when someone's going to pass away.
He knows what he's saying too. It's just that he needs to say it. That's the problem.
Okay, so how would you give out the prison sentence?
So in your
dystopia
wisdom and your yes. all like knowing wisdom, solve this problem for us. All
right, this is how you go about it. So you know you gotta give it based on life percentage, right? That's how you gotta do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you first at the trial you bring in a doctor, you test all the dude's vitals, you see, and you estimate how long this dude's gonna live. Then based on that information, the judge gives a penalty of life percentage. So let's say this dude looks like he's gonna live for 90 years. He committed a murder. He gets 90% of his life in prison, right? So if he lives for
100% of his remaining life in prison.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then when the 90%, when like let's say the doctor's like, oh, 90% of his life is probably going to be in 45 years or something. Then in 45 years, he's tested again for his health and shit. If it seems like he's going to live another 20 years instead of like one more year, then he gets to stay 90% of the 20 years. And then they keep on checking until he has 10% of his life left. And then he's released.
Okay.
And then if you have a dude who's dying, was like, let's say he was a murderer, right? But he's dying and shit. You test them and they're like, he has 12 hours to live. Mm-hmm. Not that guy be loose. Percentage of life.
Well, you see, Roger.
Yeah.
This is how insurance companies work.
Yeah.
They have actuarial charts that predict lifespans.
Oh.
Right? That's how they base these insurance premiums and all that stuff. That's how they work.
Yeah.
So you're saying,
yeah,
basically, insurance companies should branch out into the prison system.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, what's happening right now is we're getting a lot of people stealing cars and shit, right?
Yeah.
And those guys are coming out on bail or like whatever, you know. Like, if I become Mayor of Brampton, I will make that somebody who steals a car has to spend at least 60% of their life in prison.
Well, stealing a car is not as significant as killing somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Killing is 90%.
Oh, okay.
But again, you can't control for death. So how do you do that calculation?
Get the insurance
people. That's what he's like. He gets the insurance companies involved and borrows their actuarial charts and then comes to.
But even like, what is the accuracy of that? Like, that's just
insurance company. They have to be pretty accurate. Otherwise, those guys
turn business. Yeah, they turn profit, man.
But see, the thing is, like, do they have data for people in prison? Because like it has a whole different environment.
Yeah, check their health. I think, man, drug testing could be work good in prison.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and again, once again, on some level your logic is making sense on some level.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but North American prisons, particularly I guess US prisons,
yeah,
they're not trying to do this shit. Because if they start following your philosophies or whatever,
yeah,
they're not gonna be profitable.
That's true,
right? People are being put in prison for stupid shit, like minor shit.
Yeah,
and they're essentially sweatshops.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, do you think it's in the prison's best interest to follow your philosophy, which kind of makes sense, or just put people in prison and give them like as long a sentence as possible and have them do manual labor?
Human rights. It's a human rights issue.
It is. That's fine. No, I agree with you. It's on some level, it's a human rights issue. I'm just saying, when we live in an environment which is just so focused on profitability and lowering your expenses so you can maximize your profits, would they do that?
I don't think so. But it could be a good idea.
Also, when it comes to making money, human rights take a backseat.
Yeah, I guess. I guess most of the world, yeah.
No, everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If in the developed countries that we live in, there weren't labor laws, we'd be working in factories for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For long periods at a time. We wouldn't have the 8-hour work week.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, on a feminist note, that might actually be better for the women's cycle if they kept working.
Oh, shut up. Ridiculous.
No, but I think another thing, if you want to make profitability in prisons, I think what you do is you get like Pfizer and all these companies just like test on these guys.
Go on.
So like, you know, drug testing, you know, it's, the clinical trials are very harsh. You know, you got to get people to sign up. You got to have an ethics committee. You got to do all that. Just give a bunch of syringes to dudes in prisons and they'll figure it out. They'll figure out if the drug works or not.
But do you pay them for it? Or no, you're just saying.
No, they wouldn't get paid for it.
Like, here's crack cocaine. It's really like Pfizer's, like whatever. They snort that shit.
They think
they're getting high.
I'm pretty
you're
sure.
You're testing.
Is there legislation around prisoner rights? Is that like?
I don't think it's really respected.
Yeah.
Again, I have no information. I've done zero research.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Because if there is that would probably violate that.
Who checks prisons though? Like.
I'm pretty sure there's some sort of mechanism.
When you have gang activity going on in prisons, I think prisoner rights go out the window.
Yeah. Like, don't do through prison and don't, like, police officers who work in prison think they're going to die, like, every single day.
Yeah.
Basically. Like,
but that's a case for police officers on the streets, too.
Yeah.
I used to think when I was a kid that being a police officer would be just, you know, just a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Crack addicts and shit.
There was that Punjabi police officer in Houston who got shot because he pulled over a guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's like a pain.
And then you got to show up to traumatic events.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then if you fuck up a little bit, it's like you could become like a national, like, you know, like fucking like asshole of the country.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Another thing you could do is, let's say, you know how they're always like, well, the next pandemic's coming and the next like whatever's coming, we gotta know how to attack this virus. Simulate it in the prison. Give these prisoners some like virus in a lab. Like, take out a virus out of a lab, put it in the prison. See what happens.
You basically want to use prisoners as, like, lab rats to test things.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's where the human rights commissions would draw the line. Even though human rights probably aren't respected in prisons, but I think that's where they would draw the line.
Probably, yeah.
So you're saying test out a potentially deadly plague in the prisons before releasing it as, like, an alpha version?
Yeah.
Or a beta version. Alpha version.
Alpha
version. And you work out all the kinks and then you release it to the mass public?
Exactly. Even vaccines tested out on those guys, they grow like a third arm.
So if you're like Pfizer, you provide the cure and the disease.
Yeah.
And you test it out in the prison system.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You could have an inter-prison approach, right?
Are there any fun diseases?
What is a fun disease?
I don't know. It's something that's like...
Probably not.
You think like drug addiction is a fun disease?
I doubt that. Oh my god.
What kind of addiction would be good?
None.
Why workaholic?
No, and your kids hate you, your wife leaves you.
Oh shit.
I don't think there's any addiction that's good because addiction
sex addiction.
You all that.
No, but people
you'll probably
have
end up
sex,
cheating on your partner.
You know, people have sex addictions, like they can't stop doing it even if they don't want to. Like they're so addicted to it. Like, they can't hold down a job. Like, it's really
only
bad.
Fans, they could hold down OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, they could do that.
Are porn stars sex addicts?
I don't think so, because they just do it as a job. But if someone had a sex addiction, they should become a porn star. Because
HR right here telling you how what path lines, man. Shit, I mean, you can imagine like going to like a guidance counselor in school and they're like, so what career should you do in the future?
Just advise them to be a porn star.
Can they legally do that?
What?
Can they legally...
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think you could say that to a minor. Like,
But that would go for any job. You can't join the workforce up until a certain age.
Yeah. So I don't think it's illegal to say that, but
it's Mr. Johnson?
Frowned upon. It's not appropriate.
I need some advice. I have this addiction and like... I can't stop doing it. Yeah. It's So like, I got fired from McDonald's and like, it's like, oh, I wasn't showing up. Like, what should I do?
Right? Become a porn star.
You, Jimmy, should be a porn star. You probably can't say that to...
Well, obviously not.
I think especially if it's a girl, you can't say,
that. If it's a guy teacher and a girl, you can't say,
yeah, you can't say that.
But I think I would argue that that would actually make them not become a porn star.
Why?
Why?
Because like your teacher's telling you to become a porn star. That's like weird. They're going to think...
That is weird.
Yeah, they're going to think like that's weird.
Like why Mr. is this? Johnson wants to watch me.
Yeah, exactly. So they're never going to become that.
Stay in touch.
Ew, gross. So gross.
But like seriously, it has to be an addiction that's good for you. Like it makes you more productive.
I don't think there is cocaine? Because
cocaine to some degree.
No,
to some degree, it makes you more productive.
Some Adderall too, right? People do Adderall.
The thing is, like you are more productive on cocaine, but I think your threshold, you know, it just keeps increasing. So you got to take more and more. And then you're out on the streets.
But like addiction, by definition, is when you like. Overdo something, like you do something too much, like excessively. So that's, in any instance, it's not going to be good for you.
Adderall, I think, right? Caffeine addiction.
Okay, caffeine addiction.
Okay, that could be fine. I think
that's like the only, like...
Okay-ish
addiction.
But even that, then, like, you're going to have sleeping issues. Like,
I need my caffeine in the mornings. I need coffee.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't need to drink, like, 5 cups a day. What I typically do is the cup I make in the morning, I sip on it through the entire day.
That's so just, ugh. Stop doing that.
But it works. Because
it gets cold and gross.
That doesn't bother me. Cold coffee doesn't. Cold brew. You put ice in your coffee.
But then, I know it's iced coffee.
I let it get to room temperature. Whoa.
But that's different. Like if you're having hot coffee, you want it to be hot. Like
cold brew.
But that room temperature from the beginning, it's cold. That's different. Segway.
Since we're on the topic of like going to prison and porn.
yeah. That's good.
It's okay. A segue. Hold on.
Okay.
Right? So you know like when you like inappropriately touch somebody? Let's say if you're on the subway, right?
Yeah, you're on the subway.
And somebody touches your butt with their foot. Is that considered considered assault?
What's the position though?
What do you mean, what's the position?
Like are you standing?
Doesn't matter, like their foot grazes, like they purposely touch your ass with their foot.
Is it a dude or is it a girl?
Doesn't matter.
Then yeah, that's sexual assault because like, I don't know you. How
they looking at you?
Like, that's a good point.
It's assault because you're touching me in an inappropriate area and I don't know you. And I did not consent. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It depends.
It's weird. Like what is happening?
Well, the thing is like, I think the thing that makes, like, okay, again, no, I don't want anybody touching anybody's ass with their foot. I don't want my ass being touched by anybody's foot either, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, most of your sensations you feel through your hands.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what makes touching somebody's ass with your hand.
Yeah.
Without consent, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Right? But on top of your foot, what do you feel? Nothing. I'm not saying you should do it. Don't do it.
Like, what if it's a kid just, like, swinging his legs up and he releases your butt?
That's different.
What if this person has a weird foot butt fetish? Like they're into foot, like like touching butts with their feet.
They
like,
should see Mr. Johnson in that case.
he's got a great career option for you.
Some people are freaking weird. So it could be like a sexual situation.
That is
they
true.
Just wink at them. Get them no, wink.
Ew.
That is true. Okay. No.
If they're disgusted too, then you know it's not anything.
But my thinking was like when you use your hand, you're actually getting pleasure out of it because that's how you feel everything, right?
Yeah.
With your foot, there's not much sensation like at the level of your hand. So, but then again, like Roger said, like does a person wink at you when they're doing it?
Yeah. See, that would matter.
And like you know, like the type of person it is too.
It's inappropriate for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's reportable as sexual assault though.
Well, okay, is it just like touched your butt cheek or like it went to your butthole? Like, no.
You know, How does that even happen?
Are you naked on the TTC?
Those are two different things. You know what I mean? Like then it would be like sexual assault.
Well, it just touched your butt cheek.
I think if it's like happens like a lot, then maybe if it's just once, it's like whatever.
If it's like the foot,
was it intentional?
Well, if it's unintentional, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
I think when you're doing the situations, they touch you, you look at them, give them a wink.
Let's see. No, okay. My question is,
no,
if
you
it's
push them.
If it's
what
if it's
you doing?
If it's intentional,
yeah,
it's definitely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But is it considered sexual assault?
I don't think there's enough there.
Maybe that's up to interpretation.
Because hand would definitely be
yeah
sexual assault.
Yeah.
If they touch your ass with their foot and then they start following you, then yeah, then that's probably they.
Okay, sure. Yes.
But like,
I'm just saying,
the act
in
alone,
a vacuum, just the act alone.
I don't think so.
The act alone.
I don't think there's enough there.
But if you throw on stuff like if they wink at you and follow
yeah,
you
yeah.
and they do it to the five other people, yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely, I'm on the same page. I'm saying just like the act alone.
No, I don't think that.
I don't know if it's, yeah.
Are they wearing a shoe?
No shoe.
They're not wearing a shoe? What the hell?
Okay, they're wearing a shoe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, it's done intentionally though.
Then
I don't think it's sexual assault. I think it's just assault.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of, maybe.
Okay.
But like, is it like a hard kick or just like a
It's a soft caress.
Oh my god.
If it's a kick, that's definitely assault.
This is such a weird scenario.
Assault.
Like, why would you come up with this?
Because it's got to do with touch and feel and sensations.
What type of shoe are they wearing?
Doesn't matter. Oh my god.
No, I think the
Okay, listen. Enough. We've reached a conclusion. It's definitely wrong, but we don't think it's sexual assault, but just don't do it anyway.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's sexual assault. The three of us think if they touch you and they follow you and they wink at you
mm-hmm.
and they blow you a kiss.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
But regardless, don't do it.
I think we could become lawmakers, man. Yeah, we have a lot.
You're very close. You, sir, are just on the precipice of becoming a lawman and potentially even a law enforcer.
Not enforcer. I want to enforce it.
You just want to just fucking come up with ideas?
Yeah. Like theorists, like, you know how they're like, hear ye, what is the, like the dudes with the white wigs? What are those guys? Like the olden dudes with the white wigs? Like,
were they judges?
They were judges, man.
Yeah, those guys. Those.
Speaking of those white wigs, you know the term big wig?
Never heard of it.
What is big wig?
You haven't heard the term big wig for like people in positions of power?
No,
what the fuck?
Like, that's up to the big wigs?
Who says that? Who's using this terminology?
Google it.
What are you watching? Like, big nerd.
Society. Okay, bigwigs, meaning an important person, especially in a particular sphere. People in power, like I said, executives, people with money, bigwigs.
Bigwigs Billiards is a place in Vaughan, Newmarket. Sure. You're not talking about big...
No. Okay, just because you guys don't know doesn't mean the people who listen to us don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
The term bigwig, how it came about, mm-hmm. is back in the olden days, syphilis was a huge problem.
Yeah, they were doing it all the time.
Right, unprotectedly. I guess they didn't have Mr. Johnson back then to guide them. So, people were getting syphilis.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, like...
Shit was getting cooked.
No, like their face would deform. Like their noses would fall off. They would get like... their hair, I think, would maybe fall off too, or they would think that they would get like lesions on their head. So people would have clubs where everybody with syphilis would go and hang out. Right?
That's pretty thoughtful.
And yeah. And and people who had like head problems, they would wear wigs.
Ah.
And the more wealthy you were, the bigger your wig was.
Oh.
The more influential you were, the bigger your wig was. That's where the term big wig comes from.
Cool.
We're not, I think they still wear the wigs today, like the Supreme Court judges, I think.
Yeah, I think
I think they still wear the...
But why?
That might be something different, though.
It's like a clue.
It's not syphilis related?
Huh?
It's not syphilis related?
I don't know if that's syphilis related.
I don't think it would be.
But that's like only like a North American thing or like a European thing, right?
Well, it originated in Europe.
Yeah, so like people in Africa or India weren't doing that.
I don't think so. What is it with you?
What
is it with you?
It's just a funny thing. Funny concept. Funny construct.
Okay, moving on.
So does that mean like diseases like range by like culture?
Expand on that, please.
Because like you're saying Europeans mostly like white people, right? It's like they're getting syphilis. People in Africa.
No, I'm sure people in Africa and India were also getting syphilis.
Yeah, but like...
They just didn't have the means to come up with wigs and throw parties when their faces were falling apart.
Yeah, but that's more like Africa's more like an AIDS kind of thing. And like when I think of Africa, I think of AIDS. So like, is it like a certain person from a certain place, like is better for one like condition versus the other? Like, you know, maybe like the cold.
What the fuck is he saying?
Maybe the cold temperatures in Europe are better.
Oh my god. Okay, no.
The cold, rainy temperatures of Britain are better for syphilis surviving.
Yes, because that's exactly how STDs work.
I'm saying, can the virus of syphilis, can the disease of syphilis survive in warm temperatures?
I'm sure it can.
Can we move on, please?
Because England also gets summers, hot summers.
Not as hot as Africa.
Let's move on.
I was trying to, and he started speaking again. Okay, moving on. The second coming of Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Go on.
So this was a joke, right? So, like, Roger's gonna go hunt for Bin Laden once he's done with university. Right, my mom's like, yo, he's dead, right? She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, his parents had another kid, and they say that that's going to be him. They're throwing parties in Pakistan right now, right? Everybody's dancing and shit.
Whose parents had a second kid?
Bin Laden's parents.
Actually? Are you just making that up?
No, because for the story, I was making it up.
Oh, okay.
So, like, messed with my mom. She's like, yo, somebody in India also had another child. Are you confusing the two? I'm like, no, it's Bin Laden. I'm going to go find his second coming. And it's a funny joke.
When you come up with a topic, try to come up with discussion points and things we can expand on.
Okay, let me come up with a discussion point then.
Okay. I don't think we need to discuss this further, okay? I think it's a very good segue into the person whose parents did have another child, because we actually want to talk about that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for setting up this lovely segue with your fictional story, which has a striking resemblance to a story that actually took place in the Punjab.
No, but what I'm trying to get at is, okay, everybody's always like, oh, you know, like Jesus is going to come back, right? Like some good guy, he's going to come back. It's always the good people. People don't think about the bad people. Why can't the bad people come back? I think that's discriminatory.
Yes. Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, look, man. Listen. I'm a reasonable person. Okay. Okay. If you make sense, I will tell you. You make sense.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Exactly.
Why is it that only the good people are set to come back, and not the evil people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why?
I don't know. That's just how people think. Like, people try to be optimistic, so.
I don't know, man. I think people should think a little bit darker.
Shut up. All right, get into the other one, man.
Well, he's got a point, though. If good can come back, then, like, the dark side also has, theoretically, a chance of coming back.
You know, I've never seen Star Wars, but I think something like that would happen in Star Wars.
I think it
just
would.
Just the vibe.
Yeah, just the vibe.
You know, like, Darth Vader has, like, a mini Darth Vader.
Son?
Yeah.
The one you're describing right now seems like with Bin Laden, it's like probably like the Middle Eastern version of Star Wars. That's what it sounds like.
Yo, that would make a good like Family Guy episode, Middle Eastern Star.
Oh my god, they should do that.
They have a Saudi version of The Office.
Yeah.
We've seen it?
Yeah, they love it. They get the fire scene.
Yeah, Family Guy should definitely do a Middle Eastern version of Star Wars.
Two numbers.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane should hire us. Oh, he was supposed to be on one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Centers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we almost didn't have Family Guy.
Was it a thing about before then, I think?
I mean, the continuation of Family Guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Man.
Wouldn't have Ted.
Yeah. Or American Dad.
Yeah.
Or Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So making babies.
Yes. Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we all know,
people
have been rejoicing
with
the news of the birth of Musiala's new sibling.
Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, sibling.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you guys feel?
Man, I just want to say one thing.
I know how the Indian government feels. I'll get to that in a bit. How do we in this panel feel?
I just want to say one thing, man. You think if it was a girl, they'd still be partying like that? Be like,
no, man. That's a good question.
No, they wouldn't be because they're all women haters.
That's a good
You can't just label the entire country as a woman hater.
Fine, 99% of it. No,
I think you can.
You can, okay.
You can. Yeah. Inadvertently, that country is promoting gay marriage.
We talked about this already.
He wasn't there. Do you get it?
How?
If you don't want daughters and you kill off all your girls, what are you going to marry?
That's true.
Yeah. Guys? Of course.
Yeah.
So India inadvertently is a champion of Pride Month.
Yeah, number one.
Speaking of Pride Month, the Chandigarh Pride Parade.
There was one?
Have you seen this?
No.
It was like 75 people.
I can't believe they actually had one.
It was like a mini march. It wasn't a parade. Okay, okay. It was like 75 people
holding
pride flags.
Yeah.
And it was more so a protest against homophobia.
Yeah.
Than an actual pride parade.
Man, I bet you the door, people in Chandigarh probably close like their gates and their doors like on their butt.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, I can put on like gas masks from like World War II.
For sure. Oh my God. They were chanting down with homophobia in a pride parade. That's a protest.
Man, I bet you the Indian government's probably like, yo, fucking, these are Pakistani agents.
So I was looking at a map. So there's this Instagram account.
Yeah.
It shows different maps of different things, and it was talking of the map was, where is same-sex marriage legal and illegal?
Yeah,
it's not legal in India.
Mm-hmm.
It's not illegal in India.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not recognized in India. They don't even recognize it.
Oh wow,
man, that's funny.
We're not even gonna put you to jail because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So getting back to the sun.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think they're only excited and celebrating because there was a son. Oh, I don't think it would be the same type of situation if it was a girl. And it's weird because, yeah, they're acting like it's the second coming.
Yeah, so, okay, let's get one thing.
One thing at a time, yeah.
At a time.
Okay.
They had a child. The birth of any child is a celebratory occasion. Celebratory occasion.
Children equals good, equals population, yeah.
I'm just shut up. It's like they had a child, good for them.
Yeah.
Right? They had a huge hole in their lives. Yeah. To a certain, it's not going to replace their son, but it's a cause for hope for them. So, which is good.
It's a coping mechanism.
Sure. Right? Overall, positive.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't get is, why are people celebrating like it's the second coming of Jesus?
Yeah. Because, okay, first of all, it's because when, whatever, he died, like, people like glorified him, right? Like he became even more popular. So now that he has a brother, like, yeah, they see it as like a second coming of someone who was so amazing, but they only hyped him up because he died. Like,
I think this kid has too much pressure on him. The fucking being born and then just being labeled like that shit. Like the amount of pressure is insane.
I never thought of that, but yeah.
Like, what if you just want to live a normal life, being an accountant or like something?
You can't.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Everybody, you're the second coming. What the hell? You gotta sing gangster rap.
Or do accounting in a gangster rap way. Yeah. How would you do accounting in a gangster rap way? Cook the books?
I guess so. Do accounting for like drug lords?
Maybe.
But like, okay.
But no, it's a good point though. This kid's gonna have a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the kid looks nothing like him? Just looks absolutely nothing. Like you can't even tell like he's a brother of like Sidhu or whatever.
I mean, that's normal in families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are people going to see then?
If that's the case, that's probably a positive for the kid. If the kid doesn't want the attention, it's easier to just blend in.
I don't know, man. If I was the parents, I wouldn't fucking cut a cake at like the hospital and like make it such a like extreme thing, post it all over like social media and like.
They have to. They have no choice. They have no choice.
You think they're forced by the record labels or whatever?
No, no,
no.
They, to a certain extent, have an obligation to his fans.
Oh, okay.
Right. So to a certain extent. Because of his fans, they have to sacrifice some of their privacy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. I think even if they don't want... Now, again, I don't know if this is true or not, but even if they don't want to be in the spotlight, people are inadvertently forcing them into the spotlight because his Ben has become a site of, pilgrimage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But I guess I find it a bit odd that they chose to have like another child. Like I get like they lost a child, so like I sort of understand it, but like at their age, I find it like a bit weird that they want to still spend.
I just hope they take care of themselves and can give that kid like a solid, healthy 20-25 years of their life, so the kid is set up. Because
that's a concern, because they're elderly themselves.
Yeah. Like they're 60.
How are they gonna take care and raise a child? Right, so, that's the thing. This is
what I was thinking about the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully, they're able to take care of themselves so that they can be there for their kid in a healthy capacity, physically, for the next 20-25 years.
I think, man, the media, let's say, like, you know, like, he never died, right? Mm. The media switch up on how, like, their child is, like, you know, now everybody's, like, glorifying it, right? Mm. If the dude never died, his parents had another child, completely different reaction.
But they wouldn't have another child if he didn't die.
They wouldn't, yeah. That's
This wasn't a family planning thing. It's because he died.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us to the point with India's rule or law, I guess. Is it a law?
I think so.
Okay.
Now the Indian government is asking them for proof that it's a legal baby or something stupid like that.
No, because apparently there's some type of rule in India that you can't have kids after a certain age.
I think through IVF.
Okay.
This baby was IVF.
No, but then is that considered a legal... Like, what do they mean by legal baby? Like, it naturally happened?
I think if it's a like natural birth, like natural pregnancy.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Okay.
But based on what I read, if it's an IVF...
Yeah.
You have to be between 21 and 50 if you're a female. It doesn't say for male.
But what do they do if it's illegal?
I don't know. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? The baby's right here. Like,
and especially this baby, they can't.
Yeah, you can't. They can't
take the baby away. People would fucking revolt.
Riots in the street would be wild.
India would fucking burn. And why is the government...
Why is the government involved in
China
this?
Makes sense. China is a communist country.
Yeah, they do that type of
Their policies, whatever. India being a democratic state, you know, presenting itself as a democracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Loosely,
yeah,
right. Like, why are you telling people what they can do with their with their bodies?
Man, the other thing is, they're the health.
Like, hold on, okay. We agree, the three of us, mm-hmm. that having a child at this stage of anybody's life, not just them, anybody, it's a little. It's like, can you be there for the kid?
Yeah,
right. That's my main concern.
Yeah,
not just them, anybody at that age.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that's just my concern. I'm not going to tell them you can't do it.
Yeah.
So why is the government telling people that they can't do it?
So there's no, I don't know, it says that there's no actual specific law governing IVF in India. However, the government did approve the Assisted Reproductive Technology Regulation Bill in 2020, which aims to establish an appendix body to regulate IVF clinics across the country. Okay, so basically what the rule says is IVF clinics should not be taking patients older than 50. So if someone comes to you that's older than 50 and wants to do IVF, like, legally the clinic is not allowed to do that. That's the regulation. Now, obviously they went somewhere, bent the rules, whatever. So, but since they already did it and they had the baby, there's no law saying that that person can't have a baby. It was just, the law applies to the IVF clinic.
In an attempt to prevent people from having a baby.
Exactly. But now that it's already happened, there's nothing against that piece. You know what I mean?
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But why is a government setting up such legislation, imposing these legislations and rules and laws on the clinics themselves?
Yeah, it doesn't really say why they're regulating it.
Man, I think that, okay, a couple episodes, we were just talking about, like, how India has, like, doctors that'll give you, like, horse medication, like, feme, and, like, just a bunch of, like, injections, right? They don't know what they're doing.
How do they even have this IVF system? Like,
how do they, like...
Believe it or not, they do have educated doctors.
Oh, okay, so they said the bill was created to address issues on the sale and trafficking of human embryos. So I guess it was becoming an issue, like,
That's a thing?
That sounds like it was becoming a problem. That's why they decided to regulate.
Well, I mean, that is a problem in India.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. But when you're that age, you can't... It's not naturally possible to have normal... Like, you can't without it.
It's highly unlikely.
I think for the women, it's unlikely. For men...
Like, Robert, for men, it's possible.
Robert De Niro's like 80 and he's sort of like Al Pacino, same thing. They're almost dead.
And if the woman has gone through menopause, then no, it's not possible to carry the baby yourself. Does the mom 60?
58.
Oh.
Surrogacy?
So I'm wondering if she had her eggs frozen at an earlier date. Because how does she have healthy eggs?
I don't think, like, people in the Bend are that forward thinking.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Then, okay. Well, she must be really fertile then. I don't know.
Man, Prince Hoise, the pind, the kharak, you know, the food from the pind and like the shit that they eat.
Shut up.
It's a fertile area. It's a fertile person.
Shut up. Fertile all around. It's a fertile area. Okay, what else we got?
But like, can you think of any like parallels, like out of any celebrities or anybody famous, can you think of like a parallel situation?
Where their kid died and they had another kid?
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
I can think of an actual person, but not a celebrity. We had this one like, this person who used to live like near us, right? Their like son got shot or whatever, right? And then they had like another child after, when I think they were probably in like the late, mid-50s. And like the other kids were like in my grade. They're like twins. Yeah, that's the only time I could think of it. And they were brown too.
See, so when I used to work in my other finance job,
yeah,
we had a potential client come in. He was a doctor. He was 51 years old.
Yeah.
And he had a 10-year-old, among other children. His youngest was, I think, 10 or maybe younger. No one bats an eye.
Yeah.
If a brown family has a child in their 50s, it's, oh, what are they doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cultural differences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rate I'm going, I'll probably have a kid at 52. Probably.
That's not possible.
Does any other country have similar legislature?
I can't think. I don't know. I don't even know this existed until a few days ago. No other topics lined up, but I do want to say one thing.
Okay.
What?
I was on NavPod, you guys' Instagram account.
Yeah.
And why were you there?
I like to look.
Okay.
And there was a picture. And not a picture, like a video. And I looked at the comments.
Yeah.
And some person commented, "Why has he secured his turban using a helmet strap on his face?"
Yeah. Oh my god.
To be fair, to the uninitiated,
to the blind eye,
that's what it looks like.
It honestly does. Yeah.
And people in the comments are like, "Yo, it's not a helmet strap, buddy. That's just like to, that's a thing he wears to keep his beard neat and tucked." Right?
That's funny.
But it does look like he's got a chin strap for his bug.
Yeah, it kind of does, man.
I never thought of that. I just, because we know, right?
We know what it
we
is.
We know what it is. So you don't think about that. But other people who don't know, that's what they think it is. It's like a helmet you strap to your chin.
Yeah. Do you listen to that new Diljit song?
No. But like, continue on what
we're doing. Yeah, sorry. Fine.
So we'll get back to you in a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, I forget who's like parent-teacher conference it was. My dad went to their parent-teacher conference, right? He was wearing like a tati for some reason.
It was mine.
It was yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a tati for some reason. And the teacher's like, "What, your like jaw hurts or something?"
Same thing happened to my dad. Yeah. So when we came from India, my chacha used to have like a nurse or like some kind of therapist come to the house because he had been in an accident.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say that. And so at that point, my dad had long hair. He used to wear a pug.
Yeah.
And he would wear a tati, right?
Yeah.
And for people listening who don't know what a tati is, it's something you wear around your beard and you tie at the top of your head.
Yeah.
And just so all the hairs of your beard are like neatly tucked in and unpressed when you take it off.
Yeah.
You don't keep it on for the full day, just for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you take it off. So this nurse comes over to the house and my dad's walking around with the tati. And she goes to my chacha, "Does this gentleman have a toothache?"
That's so funny.
I'm trying to explain that to like a white person. Imagine a person who doesn't know that much English trying to explain that to a white person.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, you don't see like that many fobs wearing tarties. I think that's a dying thing in the community.
Maybe they don't wear it out and about.
Bro,
I've
worn one last year on two occasions just to keep my, just like tidy up my beard.
I wore one time. I didn't like how it felt.
Well, your beard's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So getting back to Bindi's thing about the Diljit Singh song.
The one with the three stallions? The three stallion horses?
What?
That's not how you say her name, okay?
Megan the Stallion?
Isn't it three stallion?
No, it's not her name.
Oh, I thought it was Megan three stallion.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's T-H-E, not T-H-R-E-E. Megan Three Stallion? No, it's not with her. It's not with the third stallion. Yeah. It's with it's with Saweetie.
Saweetie.
I don't know.
Don't listen to it.
Okay.
Don't.
I told my mom, like, yo, Diljit's making a song with a Kali, right?
Yeah.
Her reaction was like, what? This man's wild, dude. How's he gonna go from Bollywood to making a song with black chicks?
Let's keep the racism at bay.
Yeah.
But you know
what? We watched the music video. It was interesting.
It's very cringe.
There's like twerking in it or like...
So it begins with Saweetie picking up... How do you pronounce her name? Saweetie or Saweetie? There's an A. It's A-S-A-W-T-I-E.
Yeah, Saweetie.
All right? Why would you put an A?
You said it so authentically.
Like, if you want to pronounce it Saweetie.
You said it how, like, a white historian pronounces a black name.
Just for dramatic effect. Like, why are you putting an A?
She's trying to be different. That's what it is. Anyways.
So, how do you pronounce her name?
I don't know. Just call her Saweetie. Whatever.
Saweetie.
Yeah.
Saweetie. So, she begins the music video. Picks up the phone. She goes, yeah, so it's landed in the Punjab. Let's get this bag.
Yeah.
Diljit.
First of all, nobody, I don't think anybody's ever gone to Punjab to get a bag.
Nobody.
Everybody leaves.
Everybody leaves to get a bag. And she's done some research on the economies of Punjab and fucking gone to India to make a...
it's like the one reel where it's like a panda and like a random ass like room and there's like one flat screen TV and everybody's learning how to like buy and trade stocks.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They yell at each other because the Wi-Fi signal's slow, right? I'm trying to put a trade in! Stop! So when we have Diljit on, I'm going to ask him, like, who comes up with these ideas?
Like, who to collab with.
Like,
and
like the his collaborations have been very impressive.
Yeah.
Right? But who comes up with these ideas and how do you get in touch with them? And
how
do you coordinate and thing? And when someone brings you an idea for a music video, do you have the power to say no? And if you do, why don't you say no?
I think the fucking, whatever his label is, probably has like a chokehold over him because he does so much different wild shit.
But I think maybe he wants to, like maybe that's his strategy to really diversify.
Well, it's fine. It works for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hit heights that nobody's hit in the Punjabi industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what the fuck was this video?
But the thing that makes his collaboration even more wild is like, he's not a dude that you think of like, oh, this dude's like, kind of like Canadian Punjabi, right? You just, when you look at Diljit, you're like, yeah, this guy's from India, he's from Punjab. You don't think like, oh, this guy's from America or like...
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like that makes it even more like, you know.
No, it's, you know, valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, why this music video, it didn't make... Why?
I don't know.
How long before we see a Diljit and Jay-Z collab? That will be...
I don't think
we'll make that happen.
That would be wild. That would be crazy, but I don't think
like, that'd be really cool.
Like, who knows who Saweetie is?
Yeah.
Up until today, I've only known her name. Like, I have no idea what she looked like.
Is she the same person as 3 Stars?
No,
it's a different person.
I thought they were the same person.
No, they're not the same person.
Or, you know, get like Dr. Dre on the beat and get like a Diljit and like...
Yeah, I think that's like that should be his next level of collab.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Tory Lanez.
He did that,
See ya.
Yeah. You should do one with Drake.
Saweetie,
yeah.
Drake.
Hold on. Like, they're not, like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's collabs are worth nothing.
Snoop Dogg just does with anybody. No,
those don't hold any value because he'll do a collab with anybody. Just when you feel like Punjabis are feeling special because Snoop Dogg did, like, he did a collab with...
That woofer song.
Huh?
That woofer song.
No, I think it's Sing Is King.
Sing Is King and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You see them in Thailand doing collabs with their artists, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, the special feeling goes away when you hopping on anybody's
It's crap. Like, you know that one app where you can pay celebrities, like, give you, a vocal message?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is. That's what he is.
His Instagram has become a meme page. You see the shit that he posts? It's just memes.
He looks like the richest homeless person ever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live with Dre and 50.
Yeah.
And he looks like the richest homeless person ever. Imagine, so you know he calls everybody nephew?
Yeah.
Imagine he called you nephew.
Shit.
how proud would you feel?
I don't feel like I would deserve it because, like, you know, I've never smoked weed in my life, so.
I would feel so happy that he called me nephew.
I don't know if I deserve it, man.
Gosh. Anyways.
But, like, the Jeet with, like, somebody like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
That would go hard.
Yeah, but 50 would probably start beef with him too, so.
Man, he'd get Floyd on his side. Floyd and the Jeet versus 50.
Floyd?
And he ties a 50. There could be a bar about that.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh.
But yeah, Drake. It was Drake.
Eminem?
No.
It's too fast. So could you dish into Eminem?
That could work.
Fucking computer is start blowing up.
Should we wrap it up?
On that note, thanks for listening, everyone.